Hey, welcome back to Trash Day. I'm Kadeesha.
And I'm Catherine. And today we're going to be talking about... We forgot how to podcast.
You'll
have to forgive us.
That one went really well. I think it was good.
Yes. We'll keep going. But we're talking about 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way Season 2.
Yes.
If you haven't listened already, we've talked about episodes 1 through 4 in our last two episodes of Trash Day. We're about to kick it off with episodes 5 and 6.
Here we go. First of all, we kick it off with Brittany and Yasmin.
I have so many things to say about their dynamic.
I'm here to listen.
Go ahead. As this, from the second she touched down, from the second her feet were on the ground, it was an instant problem.
A problem.
And now we're about to like bring her to see the family. We're about to realize like she's
still married.
Yeah, and was supposed to have the divorce finalized.
Yeah. Yasmin thinks that he keeps telling everyone that she's going to convert to Islam. Little does he know.
That's not a part of the plan.
No. And we will get into that in later episodes, my theory on that whole situation. But yeah, like, it's not going to go good. Like, like I said, TLC, great job casting this one couple, because this is going to be probably TV gold. Like, this is not going to go well.
It, like, was an instant explosion. I think it's like the quickest to just like pull out all the stops, and it's like
they win.
Okay, so he is still angry about the Patron and the hugging the cameraman.
Yes.
And he literally is like putting his hand in her face, telling her in another language, like, enough. And stop. Halas.
Yeah, like, and she's like, she has no clue. Like, I mean, I don't know if she knows
she
what that means.
Knows
she might
what
know what that means. But
yeah,
I'm like, she doesn't understand what he's saying. Like, he's being super, like, aggressive. She's like, not having it either. She's like, she literally says, I will not put up with his, like, his antics. Uh-uh. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to play his game. If he wants to act like this and like, I'm going to go home. And I'm like, please, please do. That's exactly what we want you to do. We want you to go home.
So toxic. It was so immediately terrible.
Yeah.
And
she starts crying.
Yeah. And then he's like, why are you crying?
Right. And I mean, like, of course, like all men, if you've ever been in a relationship with a man, a straight
unfortunately,
man.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry. My condolences if you've ever been in a relationship with a man.
Yeah. Maybe not all men, but some men. But
most men.
Most of them, because they usually are pretty sensitive to
most
women.
Most of them aren't this terrible, though. Yeah.
No.
Yasmin's like, hand in her face.
But yeah, like, if your relationship and your significant other who is a female starts crying, like, they're immediately just like, why are you crying?
Oh no.
Oops. Yeah, and it's like, well, maybe the fucking 5 to 20 minutes of yelling that you just did at her probably led up to this moment of her crying. Should she have brought the alcohol after you had a conversation with her? Probably not. Is she able to do whatever she wants
to
do?
Here's the deal about the alcohol.
It's not banned, but, like,
it's
still.
Not banned, but she literally has it, like, hanging out her suitcase as she's rolling her cart of shit.
Well, I think they said that. I think they said that she had to open her suitcase or something, and then it was, like, basically, like, the top thing on her thing. Because she wouldn't, I don't think she would have it hanging out of her bag purposefully, but I think if she had a suitcase, she had it in there, and she opened it up in front of him, and he saw it.
Yeah.
And he's pissed. And I mean, I'm like, if you guys had a conversation prior to this about you not bring alcohol, and you said, I'm not going to, or whatever, then, like, you're wrong. If you guys didn't have this conversation, which, I mean, he said that they did have the conversation that he doesn't want her to bring alcohol and that she can't drink here.
Exactly.
But I'm like, you're also about to meet, you know, his family and stuff. You're also still married. Like, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, and, like, you're gonna add that on top of this? Like, it's just stupid. He also doesn't want you to hug the other men in public or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if these things have been mentioned and, like, you've received this information, then, like, I feel like,
It seemed like she, in her mind, was, like, getting off the plane at, like, LAX or something. Like,
getting
you're in
LAX.
Hop on the plane at LAX. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
It is not a party in the USA
anymore. No, she's partying in Jordan. And her dad had every right to be worried, because this is literally...
He knew. He was like, good God, she is not ready.
No, she has no clue, like, what she's getting herself into. And Brittany basically feels that Yasmin is a completely different person and that he doesn't support her. And she's just like, he was so supportive with me. And I'm like, I'm sure he was fucking supportive with you on Skype, but you, like, came here the first time and also, things didn't go well.
I feel like some of it was probably just the barriers that they still face.
Because, they do face a lot
like,
of barriers.
Like, Yasmin speaks a lot of English, but he also heavily speaks in Arabic and is usually we see captions for him. So
yeah.
I think that they're just moving so quickly
fast. And
with
and
no regard for
each other at all.
No.
And Brittany's like, you don't understand my culture. Like, you're surprised. You're not, like, letting my culture. But I'm like, bitch,
you're traveling
a whole
to Jordan. You're going
country.
There.
This is the culture.
Yeah.
And I was like, I understand you want to mix with us. She's like, the culture. But you guys didn't move to, like, a mutual ground. Like, you didn't. You came all the way to Jordan. Like, this is 90 Day Fiancé the other way.
The other way.
Okay.
And this is really the relationship to me.
And I was like, you know,
good, like,
we also. Oh, yeah, for sure.
The other way.
We also know good. And Dolly well that she is not going to be able to get him a green card to come to America for sure.
Well, because she can't marry him because she's already married to somebody that's been deported. So here we are. Brittany, good God.
You should have just turned around. Like,
she should have just taken the bottle of Patron and skirted.
And skirted off with one of the TLC crew.
Literally, Nicki Minaj, you bitches can't even spell America. I'm
oh
like,
God.
Go, just go.
She was just having, like, a rough time off the bat. And Brittany says, like, she was about to tell him that she was still married, and she was like, after now that he reacted bad to, like, the alcohol, I don't think I want to tell him. Bitch, you ain't gonna tell him in the first place.
Now
what
you're
talking
just like,
about?
Never mind. If you planned to tell him, you would have told him before you made it over there. You wouldn't have
for
come without
sure.
holding your word if you really cared.
Exactly. If you were gonna tell him once you got over there, as that same night, like, right then and there, before he even found the alcohol, then that's also another story. But, like, you need to be honest with him.
And yourself.
That's gonna
is
give
it,
you the
if
answer.
If this isn't something that you want to do, then why are you doing it? If this is something you're doing for clout for your rap career or something, like, it still doesn't make sense because it involves using another person and manipulating a situation.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I guess because you get to go on TV or whatever and people are going to be like, oh, like, I'm going to look into your social media because it just happens all the time, whatever. But I'm just like, honestly, like, this is just stupid.
It's
just stupid.
Much.
It's too much. And I mean, it's kind of like the perfect mixture of, like, an awful couple.
Yeah. But basically, after all of this in the car occurs, they end up taking Brittany to the room she's going to be staying at. It's kind of like an apartment.
Yeah.
And obviously they can't stay together.
Nope.
She's
asking him to
begging
spend the
him
night.
To stay
and
again.
He's like, absolutely
disrespecting
not.
His
yeah.
culture. If that happened, his parents would just be so beyond pissed. If he
doesn't
come home,
was probably disowned at that point. Like,
yeah.
There's no
because they know she's coming, and they know. I mean, it's
they
just
know
the
she's
expectation, and exactly. Little entendre, little double entendre there for our listeners.
I'm like, girl, Brittany, come on, let's be real.
Girl,
if he spends the night, y'all know.
If he spends the night and you gave him
it's
a sip
over.
Of that Patron and you took a sip of that Patron, instant baby.
Instant
baby.
Oh my God.
Can't, don't even, girl, you got to be respectful of the culture that you just submerged yourself
she
into.
She can't even, like, do
she
anything with him for,
it.
Like, the next year,
no.
basically.
No.
Till
she's
think
divorced.
She's, exactly.
She needs to be in America getting that figured out. Why
is she
is, even there?
There's nothing that she can do.
I
guess
know.
The lawyer has to just kind of, like, go through the process.
I know, but it's just like, you shouldn't have come over there without them knowing.
No, and I was like, you should have waited. And I was like, then you guys would have, I think his parents would have probably been more okay with it because you guys aren't. Like, necessary. You guys are doing a long-distance relationship, and on top of that, like, you're handling your shit. You're being honest about it, but you should have just told them, like, hey, I haven't been divorced. They seem to be okay that you're divorced or getting divorced anyways.
Yeah.
So just tell them that. Wait to come over there, and once everything is good, then you can, like, work things out. Of course, it'd still be a shit show because, like, it's already a shit show.
From
the jump, and he doesn't even know. Bless his heart. Whew. It's gonna be bad when they find out. it's going to be bad. That's going to be the end of their relationship, I feel. I think unless so. Yasmin's just like, you know what? I'm going to risk it all for you.
I don't think
and that's exactly what she wants.
It is. But I don't think he's willing to compromise. Like, that's the
he
thing.
He loves his family.
It's like, the Muslim faith has such strong family values and respect. And
that's your support system. That's
like, there's just, like, I don't understand. I'm not saying that a relationship can't work out between two people no matter what, but she really just dropped the ball entirely on being like, no, I'm not even going to pretend to try to respect it.
Yeah.
Like, whether she converts or not, that's one thing, but you still have to kind of respect it as far as, like, not
it's gonna trying be a part
to tempt
of your life
him
regardless.
To, like, stay with you and not embarrassing him, like...
And also, as we see,
when she actually goes to see his parents again, that's explosive as fuck. And just so much.
I honestly think that they both just don't have the respect for each other. And they're just hiding shit from each other. And they're just making it worse. And it's just making them, I mean, they're fighting over shit while... they have baggage on like other bullshit that they haven't even come clean with. Granted, Brittany's isn't as bad, but like honestly, she just needs to tell them because like that's what they're riding on right now. Like you cannot live with him. You cannot be with him until
you
get
divorced.
A divorce.
And like that means no sleepovers, no little rendezvous, nothing.
You guys can like kind of I guess go on a date, but like
you
it's
probably
be
would
super
even
rough.
Need to have like a chaperone or something. Yeah. Like my friend that her dad's from Jordan, like anytime we went somewhere, we always had to have like one of her older cousins come with us just cause like they look out for one another, and I'm really glad that they were there occasionally. Actually, they weren't about to do shit. I was the one walking in Atlanta with my keys between my fingers one time when this guy was following us, and the cousins were like darting and dodging, and they're like older than us. I'm like, man, come on. But anyways, like it is. But the family thing of like wanting there to be a chaperone and for it to be ensured that you're not doing things that again
you're
don't
not
necessarily
supposed to be doing.
Respect the culture.
Yeah, but I was like, Brittany, you're just like fuck it all.
She's like, I'm gonna drink this fucking Patron, and
I'm gonna ask him to spend the night.
Yes.
And what? Anyways, we gotta move on to the
next
one.
Yeah, we do.
So, fucking Devon. Is it Devon?
Devon.
I keep calling her Devon, but
she's not that fancy.
No. Devon and Jihoon. So, they're still on the plane, and Jihoon he's stressed out.
Why? He's stressed out because he just hasn't done shit to prepare for them to get there.
They've been gone for how long? Like 9 months, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a while.
Yeah.
He missed his son's birth.
Yes. Well, no, he was... Oh, yeah, he did.
He did miss it because he, like, didn't figure shit out in time. It's just, like, perpetually...
immature.
And she even brings
awful,
it up at some point.
Behavior.
That he literally, from the time found out that she was pregnant, it's been, like, a year. The baby is, like, big and, like, cute, but, like, it's here. And
the
he still
is
like, what? What's happening?
Like the fact that they got pregnant on the first time.
The fact that she had to pack those extra snug condoms. I'm sorry, but girl, if you're going to risk it for the biscuit.
She already has two kids right now. And she's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
No.
And I'm like, tie him up. Do what you need to do. But he needs to get his shit together. So he's packing his shit to move out of his parents' house.
Late to the game.
Literally, as Devon is, like, about to touch down, like, hours away from touching down, he's packing.
Yeah, he hasn't gone to see the apartment. He did had no... he lives in this country.
Yes.
He is the one who could have gone to look at an apartment. He is the one that was supposed to be working to pay
across
for an apartment.
Across town.
Yeah.
Could have found the apartment, had it furnished, had everything ready.
Yeah. But instead...
have the bomb like
instead
that.
Devon from Salt Lake City fucking Utah has to get on the internet. It's so amazing.
I wonder
that
if they fly like they fly like over California when they go to South Korea instead of going the other way around.
I wonder.
I mean, Utah's like,
or but I a lot of it would depend on where you had a layover at too, if you had one.
True. I wonder what the cheapest probably
I'm going to say probably,
well, but the
like,
more direct is, like, expensive.
Yeah. So I would say their flight's probably at least $1,200. Yeah.
And there's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the baby probably
flies free.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the toddler,
no. Do you imagine
how
long? And it was, like, 22 hours.
Yeah. Because backtracking a little bit.
Anyways,
but okay, so Devin had to get online and had to find an apartment in a foreign country, pay for it. Ugh. It's a miracle she didn't get scammed.
Yes. And he couldn't even look at the apartment.
He didn't even go check it out, didn't make sure that anything was
the neighborhood was there, good.
That, yeah, the neighborhood was good.
Didn't see what shops were around, like
nothing. It's just gonna be a fucking surprise.
Yep.
So they finally land.
Yes.
And Jihoon comes to get them with his parents in this, twinkie-looking van that doesn't even have enough seats for all of them.
No. And mind you, so, like, Jihoon tells his parents, like, hey, Devin's coming. Also, Devin's mom's coming. And he's worried. He's just
Devin's mom is crass as fuck. But
he's just like, I think it was, like, what, Linda? Lisa?
Lisa.
Lisa. And he was like, Lisa and my parents are probably not going to get along because she's very, 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 like...
Or Alicia. Alicia, that's her name. I'm pretty sure.
Alicia, okay. Yeah. And it's just, like, going to be a recipe for disaster.
Well, Alicia's never left the fucking country before. No. She's very American. And obviously her daughter was a single mother when she met Jihoon anyways. And now, like, I'm sure she doesn't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
She already tried to move there once, didn't work, had to bounce. So this really, like,
A lot is weighing on this, and Jihoon is feeling all of the fucking pressure because he doesn't have anything.
He's not feeling shit of pressure. It's all fucking on Devin.
Is, yeah.
Devin's feeling the pressure, Jihoon.
Oh, her just name, like, is actually Lisa.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Alicia for some reason.
It's Lisa. Alicia. Oh. Lisa grabs Jihoon's parents, like, literally, like, bear grabs them and, like, hugs them and basically in headlocks.
Yeah, and she's so tall. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck?
She's like, it's heels great. Too, isn't she? She's like wearing, like, wedges or something.
I have no clue.
I think she was tall and in wedges because she was traipsing around Korea when they get there.
Devin's pretty tall. She's tall. Too.
Yeah.
So they pretty much are on their way to the apartment and they're trying to figure out directions and stuff. And Lisa starts cussing and acting crazy.
The second they try to leave the parking lot, she's like, we're gonna fucking die.
And she's like, what the fuck are we doing? And Devin's literally, her eyes are bulging out of her head. She's just like, oh my god, mom, what are you doing? And even she's after sitting in the front seat.
She's sitting in the front seat. They've been traveling for like 24 hours at this point with a toddler and a baby. If I was with my child, my mom, and another child I had to deal with that I don't even have. And my ancient ass boyfriend in a foreign country after flying for 22 hours. Listen. They couldn't have put that on TV. I'm gonna whoop somebody's ass.
Oh my goodness.
Especially my mom sitting there. Oh my god, back!
I would just be like, you go in the other van.
But I do give Lisa props because when they pull up.
Oh, wait. The best part is when they're in the van and Jihoon is just like, I'm so happy that my mom doesn't understand English.
Yes.
Because Lisa's literally just like, she's getting too close. Oh, I hate the way they drive here. Oh my god. Oh, where are we? This is awful. Like the ghetto.
But like, when Devin did say the ghetto though, and I was like, girl. Please define for me what you mean by like, ghetto,
it's a
Devin.
Roof over your head and it looks clean. Like, you look fine. I can't. And she starts clapping.
Yeah.
There's a part where she literally starts clapping. She's like, what are we doing?
I cannot.
I was like, oh, so this is what Lisa's going to be like. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Jihoon, you were definitely for sure. Rightfully so worried, and she's about to get in
But
your
listen,
ass.
Had you been on your shit, it would have been absolutely. A little bit better. She seems reasonable to an extent. Ignorant and culturally unaware.
Oh my god.
But
we're gonna get into that because we're getting into that now because it's episode.
Episode six.
So, episode six, we're with Jihoon and Devin, of course, and they just pull up to the house that Devin has picked out. Mind you, Devin picked this out.
Yeah, from like
Devin,
thousands of miles away on
Devin
the internet.
Devin picked this out. So everything here forward, just remember that Devin picked this apartment out. Anyways, so she is not happy, Lisa. Lisa is already yelling. She's just like, this is awful. Devin is like, this looks ghetto. And she's like, this is the ghettos of Korea. And I was just like,
I was like, you can't say it, baby, you can't. I'm sorry.
The ghettos of Korea. But I was like, girl.
Okay, so first I thought they were all, like, being super, I mean, still the use of ghetto was like, but yeah. I was like, well, okay, maybe they're just being culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
And then his parents, who live in Korea, were like,
no, child, what's the ghetto? Like, this is bad.
Yeah.
Ji-hoon, how could you let her move here?
Yeah, and why didn't you come to see it? Exactly. Like, nothing. So Lisa, like, pulls Ji-hoon back to the back of the van, and she is like, trying to say it in a way he will understand, but she's like, I am trying to entrust you with my child and my grandchildren, but you are fucking up.
And already, and I'm not pleased.
So
oh my god. And Ji-hoon's just like, I feel like a huge failure because
he is always walking away and crouching and crying. I want to kick him every time he is crouching and crying. I just want to go up behind him and kick him in the ass into the puddle that he is crouched next to.
You're just like, look, I cannot.
Like, just stand up and stop fucking crying and do something about it. Please. Yes. You could do anything at this point.
So it's the next morning, and Ji-hoon is missing in action, of course.
The apartment, listen, they get there. It doesn't even have a living room. Uh-huh. She's like, it looks nothing like the pictures. There's no living room.
She did get scammed.
She did get scammed. She probably could have, like, taken her arms and, like, reached them out and touched all the walls in that place.
If all of them stretched out, not even all of them, if just three of them stretched out, they could touch from, like, the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And this is not enough space for four people. This is not
especially
enough space
with
for four people.
Like, still a newborn baby.
And
recently.
Then you have she's 6 years old, Drizella?
No, I think she's only, like, maybe four or five.
And she's all over the place, too.
I mean, I get it, yeah. But sometimes Devin blames Ji-hoon for how she's acting later on in the show, and I'm like, girl, that is your asshole-ass kid.
Yeah. Like, he loves her and everything, but...
Yeah, but, like, she'll, like, get on to him for, like, Drusilla's behavior in general, and I'm like, I don't really think he has had that much to do with that.
Yeah. So Ji-hoon comes back, and he's like, let's go outside to talk, and they're talking, and Devin explains to him that she is not happy. Mind you, they're using this fucking translator. I am I'm so upset that they're using this fucking Tamagotchi looking.
Yes. It's like, okay, they already
like
have they have actual communication problems as far as language barriers.
I'm like, get
then they have
translator.
They have communication problems because of this fucking translator. Because
fucking
like at one point somebody was saying something, I think Devin did, and it like translated the word to war, but it wasn't like she wasn't trying to say anything about a war, and he's like, why is she talking about war?
And like, he's like getting super frustrated as they're talking, and she's just like, you know, why don't you have any money? Like, and he's like, Devin's trying to understand, like, why haven't you paid for anything? Like, Devin's like, I've put my money into coming to South
she's
Korea
like,
and
dude,
buying an apartment.
It's ridiculous that like I had to get us to this point, and here we are, and it's still
fucked.
Like
fucked. You live literally across town, and you're telling me that
you
cannot drive over there, walk over there, take a fucking
subway. Tour. I just don't understand. There also is a squirrel running across the room.
In the ceiling.
But anyways, it's just like, he doesn't
He
care.
Drops the ball every
he,
fucking time.
I mean,
he's selfish.
He's just really immature and like, just doesn't
Do you think
care.
It's that, or do you think it's like, because I think he also does have, like, anxiety.
I think some of it
he
could
also
be,
feels like a failure. And I think he also, like, a lot of things have piled and he can't overcome it on his own. And everyone's just like, what are you doing?
It's hard for me to sympathize with 30-year-old men with children that can't pull it together. Because you see Devin,
That is basically your wake-up call.
Pulling her shit and, like, taking care of this kid. And, like, she even says, she's like, it's been a whole year and, like, you haven't done shit. So, I mean, I get it. Like, I have mental health issues.
Yeah.
I try to, like, take medication
do you think
and
men
hold myself
aren't, like,
accountable.
A lot of men aren't self-aware enough to be like, oh, this is, like, why I actually have this problem.
They should be, and they need therapy.
They do, which, it sucks. The patriarchy fucking sucks, and that's why we're
Toxic
trying to fight
masculinity! It. And, like, I get that it exists in other cultures in different ways.
Yeah.
I think that's why, like, backtracking a little bit, Yasin is so quick to, like, yell at Brittany because he's not used to that even being an option for a woman to be like, actually, fuck that. You. But anyways, yeah, like, I think some of it's cultural. I think a lot of it's patriarchal and has to do with toxic masculinity. But on a personal level, I feel like Jihoon has had, like, a million chances. Yeah. And them being there and then leaving wasn't enough for him to, like, get it in gear. And I mean, also,
I think his debt has also, like, really impacted.
He also owes his parents a shit ton of money. Yeah. And has been paying them, at least somewhat, it seems like, later on. But mostly, he just does not have any semblance of his shit together.
No.
And he's letting them come back over there on Devin's money for a last chance at making this work.
And he fucked it up before it even started. Like, he has a part-time job.
Doing deliveries.
Part-time job.
Yeah.
And he does not make enough money. And on top of that, he's been literally giving his money to his mom.
Yeah.
To put it in a bank account because he's not responsible enough to hold on to it.
Well, and he still owes them, because he, like, what was, like, a $30,000 charge or $15,000 or something?
Yeah. It's just bad, and Devin's just like, I'm worried about money, and you literally told me that, like, I don't have to worry about it, and I'm worrying about it, because we also live in a shitty apartment, we need to move, we cannot be
here. She only paid for a month.
Yeah, and she's just kind of like, if you don't, like, get it together, like, I'm going home with my mom, like, I'm gonna leave with her, and, like, that's just gonna be the end of it.
And nobody can blame her, because the whole reason she came over here was to try one last time.
Yep. But anyways, that's, like, the end for them. Yeah. They just, he
still tries to act like he's gonna pay for shit. Like, he begs her to stay. Yeah. He's like, just stay. And that's, I mean, yeah. He is really good at playing, like, the, just give me another chance.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, he has had many chances, and he is not
doing. They should have just left them in season one. We knew it wasn't gonna work. No way. The other way either. Fuck.
Oh my goodness. The next couple that we come across is Tim and Melisa.
So this is the first episode where we get to, like, meet them. I hate Tim off the bat.
Yeah, we're just gonna get into that. He's an all-American boy. He was
really cute in the pictures of the montage they show us. But
I don't know how I feel about
that. I mean, he was looking way cuter than he is in person. I will just say that.
I don't know how I feel about that statement, but you know what? You do you.
I'm going to say it. And it's mostly because he cheated on her, and we learned that early on. And I think that just made him even uglier to me. I don't really care that he gained weight. I like a thick man, but he is just shitty. And Melisa, they say it both ways, is super cute. And, like, has a nice ass, as he tells us
earlier. Yeah, he tells us, like, she's, like, super adorable. Like, she's very gorgeous. Like, gorgeous. He also has a fucking emotional support cat named Peppy.
Thank you for sliding that in like that.
I was to bring that up. Like, that was, like, my cat. That was, like, my second note for him. I was just like, he has an emotional support cat named Peppy.
And that cat seems like it needs an emotional support animal. Yeah. Because...
Oh my God. But yeah, I don't like him. I really don't like him. I mean, at first I thought they were, like, cute. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, whatever. But, like, they met each other when he went to college.
Yeah, so also, was an mind you, from Columbia.
Yes. Mind you, Tim has had a little bit of a past. So he was straight edge. He went to college. He, you know, binge drank, did
his
drugs,
nickname
all that
was
stuff.
Cheese Stick because he looks like a cheese stick.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Anyway.
Stupid.
He ends up going to jail for, like, a few years or some shit, or, like, a few months or something. He did jail time. He got out, went to college. That's where he met Melisa. And they hit it off from there, and she pretty much moved around because she was an au pair. What the fuck is an au pair? I know what an au pair
is. It's basically like a fancy nanny.
That's what I thought.
The only reason I know what an au pair is because I listened to a Crime Junkie episode about an au pair that was murdered in America. So That's the only reason I know about that. Yay, true crime. But anyways, she didn't get murdered. She just got cheated on by a fucking American piece of shit.
Yeah. So they pretty much had to have a long-distance relationship, majority of their relationship. Like, there was just nothing that could be done about it.
Going back to Colombia.
Yes. And she was going to come back. Okay. She was going to come back and, like, do 6 months with him, and they were basically going to be, like, on the road to getting engaged. Same way, they're supposed to be on the other way. They're supposed to be on... probably a 9-day fiance, okay?
Yeah.
This girl goes back to America. She checks out his social media, and she sees that he has, like, I don't know, she doesn't go into specifics, but she finds out that he had been sleeping with his coworker.
I think the coworker found out about the girlfriend and then told her, kind of. I think it was the coworker that looked at social media and saw Melissa and was like, let me hit her up because we totes just fucked.
Yes. So
had a full-on sexual encounter, which is what he says. Would like
to say, which he cheated. Yeah. So he's pretty much, you know, about to leave for...
It was a month before she came. Was
coming back.
A month. He couldn't hold out. He held out for 5 months and couldn't hold out for one more when he cheated on this beautiful, wonderful woman.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Out of his league.
I put that multiple times. So Tim and Peppy...
You couldn't have pet your emotional support cat. You had to go get some emotional support, pussy. Really?
Oh, my God. He's pathetic. But Tim and Peppy are leaving in a week to go see Melissa in Colombia. She lives in Colombia, and she's basically making him come down there.
So he can't...
He can't cheat. I mean, he probably will.
If there's a will, there's a way with men.
But I feel like he's also, like, a lot of women wouldn't want to... be with him down there, or hell, like, nah. They also probably
not would, with him crying all the time.
No, but he's also like, he sticks out like a fucking sore thumb, a big old white man. Of course, multiple girls would like be like, I've seen him with that other girl, so I don't know like what's happening here.
He doesn't know what's happening,
but
either.
She feels like she'd be more in control, basically. So that's why she's having him move down to Colombia, because she doesn't trust him still. Like,
why would she give up her life at home to come to for be a with that?
For a fucking idiot. Okay, so Tim somehow, the way that we find out that Tim cheated, so he's at dinner with his friends, and he's just like, I'm moving in like a week, and they're like, you're moving where? And he's like, I'm moving to Colombia to be with Melissa, and they're like, oh my god, we love Melissa, like, they all love her.
Yeah, he's probably got like six people gathered around that are like really supportive of their relationship, and like, oh, awesome.
And like, there's like two girls that are like with their boyfriends or husbands or whatever, and they're just like, oh wow, we love Melissa, like, she's great. And Tim, okay, well, Tim's just like, I'm moving there because I cheated on her with a coworker because I was feeling very lonely, and I'm just like, oh my god.
And both the girls are like,
fuck you, Tim.
And then
you
one girl's like, I want to beat your ass for her. Yeah. And I was like, thank you. It's just like,
yeah, she's just like, they're asking all the right questions. They're just like, how is she going to be able to trust you? And like, also, like, do you think that moving down there will even fix this? Like, does she even trust you right now? Like, what's the situation? And he's just like, I hurt her a lot. And then he starts crying.
He cries.
And I'm like, fuck off. I'm like, why the fuck are you crying? The only person that should be crying right now is Melissa.
Right.
Okay.
Come on now.
Like, she's the only one that should be crying right now. And I was like, you weren't crying when you were penetrating your coworker, Tim. Now were you?
Probably crying out in pleasure, you nasty fuck.
Oh my god. His friends straight up tell him that they wish the best for him, but they don't deserve her. But
he doesn't deserve her. He's like, just...
They're like, your relationship's not going to work out. I'm glad
his friends are like...
in his ass. Because that's what you need. I mean, I feel like that's the only thing that would change a cheater.
Yeah.
Is like, having other people around them be in their ass 24/7. Like, you're awful.
But then in... Episode 6.
Yes. Tim, Tim's mom comes to town.
His mom, They're talking about everything. Yes. And his mom just, I mean, she's not completely, She's coddling him a little bit too much. I think she should have called him out maybe a little bit more about the cheating, but whatever.
She's just like, it's not my business. Like, I don't really know. And also, I don't really want you to move to Colombia because I don't think that your relationship's going to work out. I don't think it's going to last. And I'm just like, I'm kind of happy that she said that.
And his mom also, is like, I think she wants to see how much control she has.
And I'm like, she should
have some control over... If he can't control himself... Then maybe somebody needs to take the reins a little bit.
Yeah,
okay?
I said they wouldn't have had a problem if it wasn't for him. And his mom feels like Melisa, like, is like, she says that she's feisty. And I was like, but your fucking son cheated. Like, he doesn't even deserve her.
Also, I feel like that goes into the, like, fiery Latina.
Exactly.
Like,
we just did Lorena. If you would like to listen to our take on that. But yeah, like, it's just, it just sounds fucking racist.
It does. And so. In episode 6, Tim is going to see his therapist, which I'll give him a little...
Don't give him a clap.
A little golf clap.
But his therapist is literally telling him, like...
You fucked up. You're going to have to tell her the truth so she can trust you. And...
Tim's just a dirt... He turns into a dirt bag. Like, I was like, I don't really feel bad for you because, like, if you cheated, you had... Like, you were fully aware of what you were doing. And the therapist is just, like, talking to him and... He's just like, I don't understand why I have to talk it out with her. Like,
why can't we just literally sweep it under the rug? If he can't figure it out, they're not going to make it.
Period.
And we learned that he also plans on, like, keeping his
house,
keeping the tech support job. Because he's not really sure.
To make money. I don't know why.
But the way he keeps saying it is, like, he's like, if I can't find another job in Colombia, I'll probably just come back anyway. So, like... It seems like he's still kind of keeping his fingers in multiple pies. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, so if you get married to me, you're just basically going to go back between the U.S. and Colombia.
I don't know. It's messy.
Exactly. She's not going to be okay with
back and forth. She's
ready to be all in, but she's willing to see his commitment.
She's got to keep her guard up to a certain extent now because he violated her trust.
Exactly. And he was like, I don't understand why I can't be trusted now. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. This is why you...
Listen, cheese stick. Maybe you shouldn't have used your dipstick, cheese stick. God.
I'm done. That was awful.
I hate him so much.
I do too. And I'm like, this is why you should not cheat people. Like, this is, and it affects more than just you and your partner.
Like
this affects
friends.
Like your friends and your family. Like, because they
her
look
mom,
at you.
Melisa's mom.
We'll get into that. Cause it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, like, that's pretty much the end of what we see from them for 5 and 6. I mean,
thank God. I'm already, like, this is our first introduction to them and I'm over it.
But I'm like, I want to meet her and see, like, what she's up to. Exactly. And, like, actually, how hot is she? Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, let's see. Let's talk to her. Let's talk.
Yeah.
But
less
yeah.
of Tim crying and talking
pretty
about
much.
His cat, please.
Ugh. So we have Kenneth and Armando. So Kenneth
still
is
my favorite couple.
Girl, I don't know how I feel. Anyways, Kenneth is packing to move to Mexico, and it's a very bittersweet moment. There's a lot of crying.
There's
a lot of crying in these episodes.
There is.
And it's a bittersweet moment. He's leaving his kids behind, and, you know, they really, really do care for him. They're a very tight-knit family, but he has raised them, like, to be adults. Also, there's fucking 4 of you guys.
Right. You all got each other. Y'all have a whole
lot of support. I only feel bad for, like, the brother, because, like, he's the only male, but, like... Girl, you are 1 of 3. Like, you guys are triplets.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're worried because he is sacrificing, like, everything to go be with this man.
Yeah.
And, you know, the family is definitely trying to process, like, losing their father. Like, that's kind of how they feel right now. They won't be able to see him as often. And, you know, I'm sad for them because, you know, like, you can tell they love each other very much. And, you know, he's lived his life.
Yeah.
Raising them, and now he needs to go off and live his life for him and be happy.
Yeah, his kids, it's not only are they grown, but they're like in their mid to late 20s. Like, they're grown. Like, y'all got kids and everything. I understand it's, you know, it's time for y'all to band together and send him off. But anyways, tearful goodbyes. I feel like
that's
he cried
much,
the entire way to Mexico.
Almost. Well, I mean, we get to see in episode 6. So Kenneth, he's been driving for like 4 days from Florida to Mexico, not Mexico to Florida. He's very excited to see Armando, of course. And it's been 2 weeks since Armando has told his family that he's leaving for, I don't know the town, I can't remember.
I can't remember it either, but it's been 9 months since they've seen each other, yeah. So they're, like, ready. It gets pretty, like, Kenneth yeah. several times is, like, cut the cameras, dead ass.
Yeah, like, I'm ready yeah. to see my baby. So he's packing his things to meet up with Kenneth and, you know, get the house set up and, yeah. you know, do, you know, be grown and shit. Like, you know, with his husband, well, his fiance.
Yes. In Mexico, Armando is packing too. We see him with his daughter.
I was talking about Armando.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean like that, but like when we see that, like we realize that like his family like is still kind of like iffy, but like he has just true. A week. Like he also yeah. is having his painful goodbye too. Yeah. So it's just like they're both goodbye leaving to him in a capacity. And yeah.
It's a lot.
Even if it's just for a week, it's just yeah. kind of like.
This is like the perfect, like this is. They are the perfect couple to show, like, compromise.
Yeah, because right now. They both met, it's, like, on common ground because yeah. it wasn't home for either of them.
No. They were just like, we are going to have to make a new life, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
But they both sacrificed a lot to be together.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. It's just kind of Kenneth traveling
yeah.
to Mexico, and we're, you know, anticipating how it's going to be to see them together.
Cute. But yeah. we'll have to talk about that in the next episode.
We will. So the next couple is Ariella and Binyam. So Ariella and her mom are still on their way to Ethiopia, yeah. and she hopes that Binyam knows what she's giving up to be with him, and Binyam lives in a one-bedroom house with, like, a bunch of other people.
He, like, sleeps on his brother's couch. Yeah. Yeah.
We also learned that both his parents, like, died at the age when he was, like, 13 years old, and he yeah. was left with, like, nothing.
And he had a lot of older brothers and sisters. I think yeah. he was the youngest son.
Well, that's yeah. what they call him, baby.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's she calls him baby, too. But Binyam is a personal trainer, club dancer, MMA fighter, like, extraordinaire. Like, yeah. extravagant, whatever the fuck the word is. Binyam is just like, I really like Ariella. And he's like, she supports me.
He reminds me of, like, just a kid sometimes, I feel yeah. like.
I mean, I feel like he's just very young at heart. But, I mean, he also is very young.
And he...
has a lot of energy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he seems like ADHD extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah.
He's just always, everything. Like, literally, like, there's just, like, this segment of him, like, flipping and punching him. Yeah. And, like, just doing all this random
what
shit.
What are we doing here?
And then it pans up, and you see, like, everything else that's going on. And it's yeah. just, like, he seems kind of, like, out of place, just oh doing his own thing.
So, Binyam also goes to the studio. He's making a song. But it's definitely, it's no, not, I'll be there for you.
I was going to
say, I'll be there for you, girl. I'm fucking love. He hit a million. Views on YouTube. If no one knows what we're talking about Soulja Boy and Baby Gold Pizza.
Baby Gold Pizza from 90 Day Fiance. Was it like season 4, I think, or oh something?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
But anyways, you guys know who we're talking about.
Yeah, it's definitely no comparison.
No, it's no comparison at all. So he's.
It just seems like he is very, like.
I wonder if any of this makes any money. That's what we need to know.
It just seems like he's doing a lot of things that probably aren't that profitable. But, like, he's very talented and he's very, like, active and just, like, you can tell. Sorry about that.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me. I thought we were all about to die.
If anything will wake you up, it's that. But, my apologies. But, yeah, so it just seems like he isn't really trying to think or talk about what happened with his ex-wife.
No.
And his...
But he seems like a pretty positive person.
Yeah. But they bring it up. And they're kind of like, so what do you think is going to happen? It's like his family members and support system has the same concerns as Ariella's, basically.
Which just makes me happy because I feel like we need... I feel like they're also very receptive to what their families have to say. Yeah. And they're respectable. But Binyam is worried about Ariella coming to Ethiopia, of course. I mean, like... This is going to be
a major change for her.
And on top of that, like, it's going to be a major change for him. He's having a second child, and this is the second time that he's gotten an American pregnant. They didn't say if it's another American white woman pregnant. Yeah. But if they are the same race and stuff, which I'm pretty sure we'll find out later on, it'll be very concerning to Ariella because then she'll just feel like she was kind of targeted. But I don't know. She kind of targeted him by saying, hey, don't I know you?
Right. Big mistake. She like made that happen.
Yeah. She was just like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. But yeah, like, and you know, Benjamin talks about his ex-wife and his son, and it weighs heavily on him, and it weighs heavily on his family too. Like, they are very concerned that this will happen again. Like, this isn't something to take lightly.
No.
And they're very surprised that, like, he jumped in
basically with to another, a whole other situation.
Yeah. That's
very similar.
With another American woman. Like, it's just, yeah. I don't know, but it's just going to be a lot. And, you know, his friends aren't very trusting of Ariella because she is just like his ex-wife, basically. So I think she was the same person. Same
yeah.
Everything. But they're worried that he will, that she'll leave him.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think still we're worried that she'll leave him because it's Ethiopia. And because also, like, I don't know what other things that Bingham might be hiding, possibly. Who fucking knows? But we don't know, like, what caused the downfall of their relationship for her to literally pick up all of her shit and her baby and was just like,
I'm out.
Bye! Like, to America.
Yeah.
Knowing that he can never see his child ever again. Like, that's a lot. So that's kind of a big red flag.
It is.
I would say. But that's pretty much it for episode 5. Episode 6, Bingham's off to the airport to go pick up Ariella.
I'm pretty sure her and I have the same pink glittery Doc Martens, I'm going to be honest, because she's
probably
wearing those.
Oh my god. Bingham is happy to see her, but he's terrified to meet her mother, which, I mean, she's not as bad as Devin's mom, but she definitely has, like, questions.
She has a reservation. She's a nurse,
right,
and her daughter's pregnant. White questions. It's okay. I'm gonna not even worry about that. You shouldn't either. White people are always on some bullshit.
Oh my
shit.
God. I'm so sorry.
She's asking white
right
questions
ones.
And the right ones sometimes. Not all the right ones.
I mean,
she does
she's
let
stressed.
Them put, like, raw meat in her mouth later on, so she's...
It was great, and I was like...
Yeah. Thank you.
Even though you've been complaining the whole time.
Yeah,
but
like, at least
okay.
You let that happen. That was culturally,
yes.
Like, okay.
So... He understands that she's giving up a lot to move to Ethiopia with him. Like, that's weighs heavily on him. Of course he understands that. I'm sure
yeah.
He realized that whenever he first married the other lady. So, Ariella's a little stressed because she's moving to a new country and she's starting a new life and a new family with him. And she's also sacrificing, like, her whole entire family, which I will applaud her for that. Like,
yeah.
She's going to need, you know, a lot of things. But at the same time, you're moving to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
You've lived here before, like, not in,
you
like,
came back to get child care, or to get neonatal care
yeah.
in the States, and now you're coming back. So.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's kind of, like, for me, like, I'm just kind of, like, I don't really know what you expect. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, and
so,
she also lived in somewhere else.
Guatemala.
Yeah,
something like that
for a while.
But, yeah, like, I mean, whenever we first see them together, they look like they're pretty in love,
they're
kind
cute.
Of.
They have,
I'm just going to see how with their chemistry and, like,
yeah.
their love languages, because, like, I don't really understand it too much.
Ariella is, like, overwhelmed with weird.
But she's also pregnant.
Emotions.
She's a lot of
yeah.
hormones, so that's why she's
yeah.
acting.
I mean, I've been pregnant, I get it, but it's just kind of like, I was
yeah,
like, this is
she's,
just
like, crying
strange.
Every 5 minutes
yeah.
and, like, having anxiety and panic.
She's like,
attacks.
He cut his hair, and so she doesn't necessarily like that.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, it's so much to get to know each other all over again. And I'm like,
girl,
what?
I don't really
and
know
so,
what you want. Like, yeah. They drop her mom off at the hotel, and...
Thankfully, they got her mom a hotel, because...
She would not be having the shit.
No.
So they pretty much go to the apartment, and she's like...
I'm in a horror movie.
Yeah, she's like, I'm in a horror movie. She's like, also, if I don't like the apartment, I'm gonna punch you in the face. And I'm like, girl, aggressive
yeah.
much. Let's not put our hands on people. And... I mean, he's just kind of like, she's a spoiled American, and I don't really know,
yeah.
like, how to meet her standards. Like, I don't really know what to do besides just, like, find
I mean,
an apartment.
Yeah,
it's a roof
and she
over
was
our
like,
head.
She's, like, complaining about the decorations, which I get it. It's a little, like,
it
hodgepodge,
needs to be done, yeah.
But it is decorated. Like, it, there was effort
there's
put in.
There's a fucking
in,
bed.
You
it's
know
not
what I mean?
Empty.
Yeah.
There's furniture, like...
Now, there is not a good bathroom situation,
no.
but I don't really know where there is a good bathroom situation there. So this might be, like...
A fixer-upper. And I'm
yeah.
like, I don't really know what you expect from... Like, he got you guys a roof over your head, like, and it's paid for. So clearly, I guess his jobs pay for, you know, pay good money so that he can actually do stuff. But I may be worried about how much time they'll be able to spend together... As a family versus him having to pretty much work all of his jobs.
Yeah. I just,
and follow his passion.
And, like, also from this moment, it's just kind of like, Ayala, like, really? Sure? Have you traveled the world? And, like,
yeah.
She's like, I've lived in some, like, iffy spots. But, like, what have you? Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you're
pregnant. And also, like, are you going to pay for anything, like, to help? Because I was like, yeah. If he got you an apartment that's, like, at least this well, like, if you want a better bathroom, then you need to pay half of the rent or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, how you're going to provide. But, I mean, we find out she's a freelance writer or some shit. So that's not really, I don't know how consistent her income would be.
And, like, well, I mean, she did work for her dad at his cardiologist's practice. So, like, it's like, I'm sure she was making.
I'm sure her parents have enough fucking.
Her mom's a nurse and her dad's a cardiologist. Yeah, I think they're probably doing good. They're living in, like.
They live in fucking Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that, yeah, she's traveled the world, but she's definitely been pretty spoiled.
Yes.
And. I don't know. Her reaction to the apartment is very ungrateful. I feel like there was a... I get that, like, it was a lot to
take in. I got really annoyed.
But, yeah. I mean, the kitchen situation wasn't ideal.
But it works. Like, it's hot. But, I mean, I'm just like, this is Ethiopia. Like, this they make Ethiopian food. This is how they use... Like, this is how they have their kitchen. Like, if you were to go to Germany or if you were to go to France, like, it's going to be a different setup. There's
different things in different places.
But I was like, you can't just expect to come to Ethiopia and have everything that you have in America. Like,
no.
That's just asinine. And especially if you've been there before, like, it's just asinine for you to even expect, like... Expect what? Like,
and like, also, you still have like 3 or 4 months till your baby's due. And you have a roof over your
head. Yes. You have a roof over your head. There aren't any bugs crawling around. You have lights. You have a bed. You have furniture. You have like heat and air and water. Like, I don't really know what else to say to you now. Especially because you've been there before. Like, am I crazy?
I don't know. Anyways. I feel the same way.
Anyways, that's pretty much it for them for 5 and 6. We do get to see in episode 6, Jenny and Summit.
Yeah, they're not in episode 5.
They pretty much just woke up after spending their first night in their new home. You know, they were breaking in that bed.
Ew. Is this the episode where she reminds us that she took his virginity? I think it probably
is. I think that was like...
Oh, no, wait, because remember she's like, I'm sorry nothing happened last night.
Oh, she's like, I'm tired. Yeah.
I was like, girl, you're 60... fucking one about the 62. Yes, we're tired.
Oh my goodness. So they head out to go get some chai and check out the area. There's already a tussle outside. They're literally two men.
They just like zoom in.
Putting each other in a headlock. Jenny brings up the divorce papers and she's just like, when will I be able to see them?
And he's like, well, like, it doesn't really work like you think it works here. Yeah. And we're going to have to, like, go to my lawyer to see the application. I mean, even in America,
it's still not, like, 5 days. Fucking Brittany can't get out of her divorce that easy.
Okay, so, like, when I filed my divorce, I got a copy of my paperwork with the date that I filed on it. Mm-hmm. But, like, only because I was representing myself and I knew what I was doing. So, like... People can come up with a lot of bullshit excuses when it comes to divorces in the same vein.
Of course.
But he does eventually take her. You know, he's not lying.
He's not lying, thank God. This time. But yeah, like, I mean, he's frustrated that she keeps asking about the papers. And I'm like, I can understand why he's frustrated because he has actually done it. But
also, this woman is 62.
You've lied.
This woman is 62 and has nothing to show for her life and is sleeping on her daughter's couch because you've been lying to her off and on for 8 years. So, I mean, not strictly because of that. Obviously, she has her own free will. But that's a major contributing factor to the dumbassery that is Jenny's.
And I'm just
life.
Like, you should have just stayed your ass at home until the divorce was final if you're going to hassle him, like...
Every day, every minute,
I'm sorry. Day. Like, I understand, like, you get rid of all your shit, but you also, like, at this point... what do you want him to do? And, I mean, he just explains to her, and he's just like, I'll take you to the courthouse. Like, it's no biggie, boo. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see how that goes.
And that's really, I mean, that's all we have for episode 5 and 6, basically. Yes. That's all that happens. Do you have any predictions? I don't know. We don't have to necessarily go through every couple, but...
Well, of course, Brittany and Yasmin are just still going to be in a tumultuous fucking whirlwind. Devin and Jihoon probably just going to continue to cry some more.
Yeah.
I hate fucking
Tim. He's going to be outside crushing a lot. I hate Tim, too.
I can't wait to meet Melisa.
Me either. I'm sure she's amazing and just needs to dump his ass.
Can't wait for Kenneth and fucking Armando to, like,
finally be together. Touch each other. I bet it's going to be so
and, like,
cute.
Hold each other in each other's arms.
They are the cutest. They are the least problematic, and that is automatically why they are my favorite couple.
Ariella and Binyam, I feel like Ariella gets it. I don't know.
I feel like she may end up having the baby in Ethiopia, but I don't think they're going to stay there forever.
No,
because she's just too spoiled.
I don't think he wants to actually go to America. Like he hasn't.
No, he has his own thing going on in Ethiopia. Yeah. So,
but yeah, that's pretty much. I don't know.
What about Samit and Jenny?
I mean, he's just going to be like, baby girl, baby love, I'm going to show you the papers. And that's just going to be that.
Basically.
You just have to wait. I mean, like, their biggest thing to tackle is the family, honestly. Divorce
his
is coming.
Parents. How do you think his parents are going to... Do you think they're ever going to come around? Me either.
But he crazy. They are not.
No, they're not
gonna be here for it. I don't know.
Especially
I think, back,
living together.
If they find, like, they see their personality and stuff, I think it might work. But I don't know. She's older than them.
Exactly. But I mean, who knows?
Sure.
We'll talk about the next two episodes next week.
And I'm about to go eat some lunch because I'm hungry.
Yes. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms at High Time for True Crime. Maybe you'll shoot us an email at HighTimeForTrueCrime@gmail.com. And it's been Trash Day.